Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The McNay Art Museum is a gem for the city of San Antonio, and over the last 25 years with the leadership of Bill Kiego, that gem has grown ever the more brighter. But now Bill has retired, and as of Monday, a new director has taken over our modern art museum, Rich Oste. And Rich joins us now to talk about his vision for the future of the McNay, and we invite you into our conversation. You can give us a call if you've got a question or a comment or a vision for yourself you want to share with Rich. Go ahead, give us a call, 210-614-8980, and you could also email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. And Rich, hi, welcome to the source. Welcome to San Antonio.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
So here you are taking over at the McNay, and I hate to use the cliche, but what shoes to fill for Bill Kiego?
It's a good point you bring up. Bill was one of the reasons, actually, that I was interested in the position, interested in the McNay in particular, but also in San Antonio. I came here in 2010 with the Brooklyn Museum, my former institution, and Bill could not have been warmer and more hospitable when I came to the campus for the first time. The new expansion, the Stearin Center for Exhibitions, had opened only 2 years before. He gave me a very generous tour and spoke a lot about what he was committed to. And he was committed to and remained committed to breaking down barriers, breaking down social barriers to experiencing art. And I knew then that we were friends. I had just met him. I, of course, knew his reputation, and he did not disappoint in person. We shared the same core values, and he's a big part of why I'm here.
So the McNay Art Museum, it's just a beautiful facility and a fantastic collection. Well, what do you think about the collection at the McNay?
You know, we could talk about this for a long time, but I have been under the spell of that collection and Mrs. McNay's vision since I was in my later 20s. I took a cubism seminar at Hunter College in New York City. I was 26, and many of the works from that period were shown in that class. I saw them only in reproductions, but I learned very early on that Mrs. McNay was well ahead of her time, that she had that pioneering vision in the 20s, in the 30s, leading the way for other collectors in this country. So I came into the collection by way of its European and American modernism. When I came here for the first time in person in 2010, I realized there's just so much more about the museum than its core collection. I realized that her vision has continued, her interest in the appreciation of modern art and how complicated it is to define modern art continues to be addressed at the McNay well into the 21st century with contemporary art.
So you go through the collection and you see pieces that are, I mean, there's the Picassos and all sorts of names that people will recognize and paintings that are there. And you wonder, like, there's not enough space on the walls for all of this great stuff. Is that one of the appeals of having becoming a director or building shows and building exhibits that are going to capture San Antonio and build buzz for the McNay?
Absolutely. And build is the key word here. I've been using build a lot in all of my conversations since I arrived a week ago. One is building on Bill Kiego's legacy, which I mentioned earlier, but two, building a bridge between that collection and the community. And what I was very much drawn to in the position is the fact that we're in San Antonio, and this is a minority-majority city with a thriving African-American and Latino community. And yet the collection was founded with American and European modernism. So the idea of building a bridge between the communities and that collection is a thrilling opportunity for me. It's something I've been doing at Brooklyn, at the Brooklyn Museum for 6 years, and I look forward to really discovering the collection, the permanent collection, and as you say, these temporary exhibitions that'll give me an opportunity and everyone at the McNay and our visitors to see what we do.
So let's talk a little bit about your background and how that might fit into San Antonio as a minority majority city. And you were born in Peru. You grew up in Miami. You spent time in Israel. You're an international man of of mystery.
That's very generous. I think we're all becoming more global citizens, and we're all very much interconnected. And this goes far, far before the advent of the internet. I'm really committed to backdating globalization in my work, but showing how interconnected our cultures are and how these ties between countries, between continents, has existed globally since the 16th century. So I consider myself a global citizen, but I self-identify as Hispanic. And I was born in South America. My family, I'm the third generation to be born in South America from family that descended from Germany and Italy. And I've always had a minority perspective. I left my country of origin, Peru, when I was only one, and was raised in Miami, a city that reminds me a lot of San Antonio, also minority-majority, 70% minority in that case as well. And I know what it's like to feel welcome, and I know what it's like to feel excluded. And I'm very committed to always feeling like everywhere that I am, everyone else is welcome.
So are you bilingual?
I am. It's my Spanish is my first language. I didn't start speaking English until I was about 5 or 6, and I was a little slow with English at the beginning because I would hear Spanish at home. My family only had friends pretty much from Latin America. They didn't assimilate so quickly early on in Miami. We went to Miami from Lima, from Peru, because we already had Peruvian friends there. And we remained in a circle. It's easy even today to stay in Miami in a Hispanic circle. And it wasn't until I went to school that I started speaking English. But when I call family back in Miami or in Latin America, we only speak in Spanish.
And when did you decide that you were going to get into the museum business?
I was 25, 26, and I had tried to get into another business, psychology. I wanted to be a therapist. I'm still...
They're very... Well, these are connected.
Yes, they are.
A lot of overlap.
A lot. And so I still draw on that training. But after some work in veteran, in VA hospitals and the day-to-day of the life of a psychiatrist, I realized that it wasn't the ideal fit. And so I went back to school for a master's in something completely different. And art history kept pulling at me. My father was a painter himself as a hobby. So I grew up around it as not a career, but as a passion. And I was determined to make my hobby, my passion, my career. And so it was about 26 when I started really investing in art, art history, and the art world as a potential career.
But even though with your Latin American roots and growing up in Miami, your interest in art history sort of went into what the European master's view?
It did. I began in a very traditional way studying Italian Renaissance painting and sculpture. My scholarship focused a lot on Michelangelo. So I spent 2 years living in
Florence.
Can't
go wrong with that.
You still can't. 500 years later, he is still...
surprising us.
He's pretty much the standard in a lot of ways. And it wasn't until I moved to Puerto Rico for 3 years to work at a museum in Ponce as a European art curator that I started really expanding my worldview. I was so European focused. I had worked at Christie's, at the auction house in New York and in Rome. European, European, European. I finally got out of that when I moved to the Caribbean. And I realized... it's not all about Paris. It's not all about Florence. There are other thriving art centers that I wasn't really taught in graduate school. And it was my fault. I focused on European. And I have my family to blame for that. They took my brother and me to Italy when I was 10. And it started there.
All right. We're going to continue our conversation with Rich Oste. He is the new director as of Monday at the McNay Art Museum. If you got a question or a comment, you want to share your vision with him or what you want to see happening at the McNay, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. And the source continues after this break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. After 25 years of leading the McNay, Bill Kiego has left the director's chair, and he made room for Rich Oste with the transfusion of this new blood to the Modern Art Museum here in San Antonio. What can we expect to see in the coming years? Rich is with us this afternoon, and we invite you to give us a call and tell us what your favorite moments are at the McNay. What do you enjoy? What do you like about the museum? Maybe some things that you don't like so much. Give us a call. Call 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And we got a question from Rebecca via email. She says, I understood that Miss McNay donated her home and her art and with the idea that admission would be free to the public. After the expansion, a fee was charged. Doesn't this go against her wishes, Rich?
That's a great question. Thank you for that. We do still have free moments at the McNay, and there are many of the Thursday nights are always free from 4 to 9 p.m. There's a foundation, the Dixon Allen Foundation, that has also allowed us to have the first Sunday of every month from noon to 5 free. And teens are always admitted free, thanks to the John L. Santikos Charitable Foundation Fund and the San Antonio Area Foundation. It was a very noble mission on the part of our founder, Mrs. McNay, to open free, and she was very committed to breaking down barriers and breaking down social barriers in particular to that museum experience. And that's something the museum today is very much committed to. The costs are rising of maintaining a museum running every year. I come from an institution, the Brooklyn Museum, that is committed to that same populist focus of having it welcome everyone in the community. There, they rely on city funding, and so they are a pay-as-you-wish institution at Brooklyn. The McNay is a private, not-for-profit museum, and we are honored to continue to respect our founder's vision and mission by including these free opportunities for all visitors.
So, Ms. McNay, fascinating person, clearly before ahead of her time. But you know, you walk through the courtyard and you look around the museum, and it was her home. I mean, I never met her or nothing, but I feel her presence. Do you feel her presence?
I do. In particular, at the original residence, it very much feels like a home, and the spaces are incredibly intimate, and the works are shown to their greatest effect in that intimate context. What's impressive about the McNay is that the museum community has been building on her vision and still maintaining that sense of intimacy, even with the new expansion of the Stearns Center for Exhibitions in 2008. It's a very different architectural moment in your experience on campus, but yet there's so much of an integral experience between the old original residence and the new.
Let's go to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980. And Lise is on the line. And Lise, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air with Rich Oste, the new director of the McNay. Go ahead.
Thank you. First, congratulations on your new position. I'm really looking forward to seeing all there is to come with someone coming from such a diverse background. So I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Quick question is, do you have any thoughts or plans even, or do you know if the museum does as a whole, plans to reach a broader audience with the sculpture garden? I've always loved coming there, and just even before you get inside, there's so much to take in with all the sculptures and being able to walk around. And every time I drive by an open space in the city or, you know, in the different parks, and there's not many open spaces left, but do you think there may be plans to maybe try and reach those spaces with some sculpture gardens and kind of link the McNay to a city, maybe Office of Historical Preservation or the Parks and Rec?
All right, Lise, thank you for the question. Rich.
Thank you, Lise. Absolutely. The sculpture garden is very much at the center of the former McNay and the current and future McNay. What's thrilling about the sculpture garden is that your museum experience begins before you even enter the building. And my predecessor, Bill Kiego, and our very committed board of trustees have really done so much to activate the grounds with contemporary art. And this is an open invitation to the community so that it's one other way of reducing a barrier to the museum going experience, especially on the second Thursday of every month where the grounds are so embraced by the community. So we're thinking about that very carefully. We're also thinking about coalitions with our cultural partners in San Antonio, and Bill again has done great work in paving the way for me in building on those relationships.
Yeah, because there are you think about, you know, the expansion of the Witte and all the excitement that's happening there, the San Antonio Museum of Art. It's all and the McNay, it's all kind of centered in one part of town, a little spread out, but It makes it a great tour for somebody not familiar with San Antonio, new to the city, to experience all of these in a weekend or so.
Absolutely. And there's a new bus system, Viva, the cultural route, that will take you through the Broadway corridor linking these cultural institutions. And that was inaugurated as recently as June. And it's a very easy way to take in more than one institution in one day.
Another caller, Elaine, is on the line. And Elaine, hi, you're on the air with Rich Oste from the McNay.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And welcome to San Antonio and to the McNay. My question is, I've only been to the McNay once before, and that was many, many, many years ago. And I'd like to start going again, but my thing is I don't know art. I don't know Impressionism from abstract, etc. So my question is, I wonder if there are classes that for the general public to just kind of, give an overview of what it is that we're looking at. Because I see all this on television, and I'm just like, I'm lost. I don't know what you're looking at.
All right, Elaine, thank you for calling in with that great question. So people need an entry ramp to get onto the highway of fantastic modern art. What is that entry ramp? Can they find it at the McNay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Elaine. That's a great question. I've been speaking a lot with the press about points of entry and making the museum experience and the McNay, its collections and programs, extremely accessible. And you're not alone. You are actually our ideal visitor, someone who is having their very first museum experience at the McNay. And no museum should be off limits. And contemporary art in particular can sometimes be a challenge to decipher. You feel like you need a PhD in art history to even understand it. But it's all about the messaging, and you'll see very easily accessible language on our website when we describe an exhibition, even when you're still at home, when you're considering your visit to the McNay, and also when you do come through the gates into the campus and into the building, the words that receive you will be also very much conversational in tone. I don't want to assume that anyone knows anything about art when they enter that building, and we want to make sure the message is incredibly clear throughout your experience.
And there are a lot of lectures, and they have guides, tours who you can go to at the McNay that will really educate the public. And whenever they bring something cool to the city, we invite them onto the source, and we can talk about it and educate the public and get everyone all jazzed up about going to see this fantastic material. So, Elaine, thank you for calling in with that great question. Let me get John in here. He called in. And, John, you're on the air with Rich Oste from the McNay.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and welcome to San Antonio. My comment is that my father's 74 years old. About 2 years ago, we moved him down from the Chicago area to San Antonio, and one of the first outings we took was to the McNay. And having been there a number of times before, I was a little bit shocked at how different the experience is from a disabled perspective. And a lot of that is simply due to the old residence structure and how things were built and laid out 100 years ago, and I'm sure the museum is doing everything they can. And the staff there is wonderful. But I would very humbly ask to at least take a tour, in a wheelchair or accessibility device and see how different.
Okay, John, thank you. You're cutting out, but we think we got the point that you have experienced the McNay as with a wheelchair or somebody who has ambulatory issues. It's not an easy thing to navigate, and you're challenging Rich to make the tour himself in a wheelchair to see what that's like. You're going to take that challenge.
I will, John. Thank you for that. Yes, and I've already had conversations with the staff, with Bill himself, about the efforts that have been made in that direction. We're very mindful of the experience for someone like your father, and there are opportunities now to navigate every single one of the galleries with a wheelchair, but we're also thinking about how to make it even more accessible.
So San Antonio has a vibrant art community itself, modern art community. And I know the McNay Art Museum is a world-class museum, and you're not going to, take stuff on that doesn't meet your standards. But how can the McNay interact with San Antonio local artists?
One of the first things I'm doing within this month of my arrival is meeting with the other cultural leaders at ArtPace, at SAMA, at Blue Star. I'm reaching out to local artists in particular, Vincent Valdez I've already spoken with, and this is, I want to hear first. I want to hear from the artists in our community and see how the McNay is currently viewed by them and how we can work together. I also want to collaborate, as we already have been, with our sister institutions in town celebrating contemporary artists. Our contemporary art curator, Renee Berrio, is very much committed to a local worldview. So defining contemporary art from a San Antonio or regional perspective.
So in a nutshell, 35 seconds, what's going to happen with you at the McNay, Rich Austin?
You're going to see a lot more investment, again, building on Bill Kiego's legacy, in excellence, artistic excellence, in strength. The strength of the collection will only increase. Transparency and ultimately social justice. Art is more than an aesthetic experience. Art is here to advance society forward.
Rich Austin, he's the new director, took the job on Monday at the McNay Art Museum. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we hope to see you more often here on The Source.
Thank you, Dave. A pleasure.
And thanks for tuning us in.